With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The wait continues for thousands of Palestinians at the Rafah crossing between Gaza and Egypt. BBC correspondent Sebastian Usher reports Egypt is reluctant to open the border to Palestinian refugees fleeing Gaza.
It's a very combustible situation down there. Egypt, which controls the Rafah crossing, does not want a huge influx of Palestinians. One, for its own security. Two, it doesn't want to be seen doing what would be seen in the Arab world, the Muslim world, as Israel's bidding. The fear, the concern amongst many Arabs is that once the Palestinians have left, they may never go back, and Egypt does not want to facilitate that.
There are only two other border crossings from and into the Gaza Strip, Erez, a border crossing with Israel in North Gaza, and Kerem Shalom, a solely commercial junction between Israel and Gaza. Both are shut. Americans have ethical concerns about President Biden and his son, Hunter.
A new poll points to a cloud of ethical uncertainty hanging over the president as he runs for re-election. 35% of U.S. adults believe Mr. Biden has done something illegal, according to a new APNORC survey. Another third thinks the president behaved unethically, but not illegally. The findings come amid investigations into the president's son, Hunter, and a Republican-led impeachment inquiry in Congress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
NBC News will host the third Republican presidential primary debate in Miami on November 8th and has selected the Salem Radio Network as well as the Republican-Jewish Coalition as debate partners. The Salem Radio Network will stream the Miami debate on November 8th from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time for our affiliates and Salem-owned radio stations. On Wall Street, the Dow by 314 points, the Nasdaq rose 160. This is SRN News. President Biden continues to promote the LGBT agenda at every opportunity. Speaking to a gathering of the Human Rights Campaign over the weekend, he condemned the brutal Islamic terrorist attack on Israel, but then tried to tie it to homosexuality.
We have to reject hate in every form, because history has taught us again and again. Anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, homophobia, transphobia, they're all connected.
The Human Rights Campaign is the largest gay advocacy group in the U.S. and a major donor to Democratic candidates and causes. Pennsylvania counties told lawmakers it's too late to move up the state's 2024 presidential primary date to accommodate Jewish holidays. The County Commissioners Association of Pennsylvania says there's not enough time to successfully administer the election if they also must handle the tasks associated with moving next year's primary from April 23rd. This is SRN News. With the entire state legislature hanging in the balance, Virginia is one of only a few states with a crucial election in November. But reporter Anne-Marie Morgan says 250,000 votes have already been cast thanks to new early voting laws.
Virginians can vote absentee by mail or vote at their local registrar's office. Chesterfield resident Barbara Buchanan says voting in person was easy.
It gets you in and gets your vote counted. It's just like voting on voting day. And the more opportunities you have, the less excuses you have. You have more than just the one voting day. So get up and get out and vote.
To learn which candidates are on their ballots, voters should check online at vpap.org. That's vpap.org. I'm Anne-Marie Morgan reporting.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.